This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Anti-coup protesters marched today around the streets of Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city. Demonstrations have continued despite escalating violence by security forces in breaking up street protests against the February 1st coup that ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. At least 570 protesters and bystanders, including 47 children, have been killed since the takeover, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. Efforts to bring the United States back into the 2015 deal on Iran's nuclear program are to step up a gear today as Iran and the five world powers remaining in the accord meet in Vienna, while the U.S. is due to start indirect talks with Tehran. Today's talks are the first signs of tangible progress in efforts to return both nations to the terms of the accord, which bound Iran to restrictions in return for relief from U.S. and international sanctions. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a new law allowing him to potentially hold power until 2036, a move that formalizes constitutional changes endorsed in last year's popular vote. The July 1st constitutional vote included a provision that reset Putin's previous terms. The 68-year-old Russian president has been in power for more than two decades. The lead author of a report commissioned by President Emmanuel Macron said France's role before and during the 1994 Rwandan genocide was a monumental failure that the country must acknowledge. His remarks come just days before France will open its archives from the period to the public. Macron's decision to commission the report and open the archives are part of his efforts to more fully confront the French role in the genocide and improve relations with Rwanda. This